but the increased scrutiny is also complicating efforts by American industries to team up with Chinese investors and leading to a retrenchment in certain sectors. The real estate sector, which has been buttressed by investors from China in the last decade, has had a steep fall off as relations sour and as Chinese officials clamp down on foreign real estate investment. A May report from Cushman and Wakefield noted a frenzy of disposal activity among Chinese commercial real estate investors in the United States. In 2018, there were 37 property acquisitions by Chinese buyers worth $2.3 billion, but $3.1 billion of commercial real estate was sold off. The report said that the treatment of HNA and tough trade talk made Chinese investors feel unwelcome. Chinese investors are also showing less appetite for residential real estate in the United States. Research recently released by the National Association of Realtors found that purchases of homes in America by Chinese buyers declined by 56% to $13.4 billion in the year to March. The magnitude of the decline is quite striking, implying less confidence in owning a property in the U.S., said Lawrence Yun, chief economist at the Realtors Group. Despite the decline, China was still the top foreign buyer of American properties from April 2018 to March 2019. The financial sector, including banks and private equity, is also feeling the effects. A fund that Goldman Sachs started with the China Investment Corporation in 2017 is being looked at closely by the Treasury Department, according to two Treasury officials. The fund, the China-U.S. Industrial Cooperation Partnership, was set up to invest in American manufacturing and healthcare companies and then forge business ties in China. A Goldman Sachs spokeswoman said that the bank was in compliance with all government regulations. John Cabillo, a Washington-based lawyer who specializes in cross-border transactions, said that American private equity funds are now less likely to team up with foreign funds when making acquisitions because doing so could raise red flags. "I think there's a whole lot of concern in the fund world right now," Mr. Cabillo said. "Funds still want to take Chinese money, but they're being much more cautious in the way that they do it. Even if the two countries reach a trade deal, tepid Chinese investment is expected to continue. The administration is rolling out new barriers to investment, including controls on the types of American technology that can be sold overseas, and placing Chinese firms like Huawei on the government blacklist."